Chapter 3. Therefore, when we could not stand it any longer, we thought it good to be left behind at Athens alone, and sent Timothy, our brother and God's fellow worker in the good news of Christ, to establish you, and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no one be moved by these afflictions. For you know that we are appointed to this task. For truly, when we were with you, we told you beforehand that we are to suffer affliction, even as it happened, and you know, for this cause I also, when I could not stand it any longer, sent that I might know your faith, for fear that by any means the tempter had tempted you, and our labor would have been in vain. But when Timothy came just now to us from you, and brought us glad news of your faith and love, and that you have good memories of us always, longing to see us, even as we also long to see you, for this cause, brothers, we were comforted over you in all our distress and affliction through your faith. For now we live, since you stand firm in the Lord. For what thanksgiving can we render again to God for you, for all the joy with which we rejoice for your sakes before our God, night and day praying exceedingly that we may see your face, and may perfect that which is lacking in your faith? Now may our God and Father himself, and our Lord Jesus, direct our way to you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love for one another and for all, even as we also do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints.